Roger, Wheelstop Discovery, welcome home.
Astronauts aboard the Space Shuttle Discovery returned from the uncertainty of space this week to face even more uncertainty on Earth. For the first time in U.S. history, President Barack Obama is calling on private companies, not the National Space Agency, to carry astronauts into deep space. His plan also kills a government program to return to the moon.
I understand that some believe that we should attempt a return to the surface of the moon first, as previously planned. But I just have to say, pretty bluntly here, we've been there before.
But others have not. Critics of Mr. Obama's plan say it will give up America's hard-won leadership in space to other countries, such as China.
How often have you heard, you know, we can do anything. We put a man on the moon. So what happens when China is able to do that? And worse, what happens when the United States may not be able to for quite a while?
That's Dean Cheng, an expert in Chinese political and security affairs at the U.S. research institute, the Heritage Foundation.
There isn't a direct threat at work here. People aren't talking about setting up moon bases and throwing rocks at Earth, for example. But what it is it's a matter of national morale, national psyche, and a statement about where each country is on the technological development side.
China broke into an elite club when astronaut Yang Liwei shot into space in 2003. 4 years later, Beijing shocked the world by successfully shooting down a satellite. There are plans to send a robotic rover to the lunar surface, and next year, China is launching a modest space lab to practice docking in orbit, an essential part of manned missions to the moon or Mars. Joan Johnson Fries of the U.S. Naval War College in Rhode Island says even without a symbolic moon mission, the U.S. will still be the biggest player in space.
The United States spends $16 billion or more annually on human spaceflight. It spends over $20 billion just on unclassified military space programs. China spends about $2 billion annually.
But she also says China's space program has launched the country into a new geopolitical class.
China is only the third country to have human spaceflight capabilities. That inherently projects the image of it being the regional technology leader.
Jeffrey Wasserstrom, a history professor at the University of California at Irvine, says China is trying to reclaim the powerful status it held hundreds of years ago.
China, after having been one of the world's strongest and most developed countries, went through a period of relative decline and relatively being pushed around by other countries.
Beijing's space program also serves more practical interests, like raising money and making friends. China has sold satellites to Venezuela and Nigeria and plans to build a $300 million satellite for Bolivia. Again, Dean Cheng.
So it's no accident that Venezuela and Nigeria, of course, both have oil, and Bolivia, interestingly, is one of the world's largest sources of lithium, which, if you think we're all going to drive electric cars, is going to be a vital source.
Deals like these are public, but most of China's space program is not. Cheng says the secrecy makes the U.S. a little nervous.
Much of the space infrastructure, for example, is managed by the People's Liberation Army. So there's a military component there. Also, in the post-Cold War conflicts the U.S. has been involved in, no enemy has ever had space capabilities.
He says that could change as China sells space technology to more countries. Mistrust between Beijing and Washington has so far ruled out cooperation in space. Johnson Fries of the Naval War College says there are national security reasons to rethink that policy.
We would have a much better idea of what the Chinese are doing, how much technology they have, and how much they have access to.
But even if the United States offers to work with China, she says China may not accept the invitation. Like the United States in the 1960s, China's homegrown space program is as much about international prestige on Earth as exploration in space. Kate Woodsum, VOA News, Washington.